Kanka sen yapın abi. Romile haberleri abi. Ben tüm dört, tüm dört gülüden fes Romile haberleri abi. Abi opposed a contradiction to Rome. It says in the Apostle, make them today or make to come and shine it. On the one hand, it's an apostle, you have to pay from the idiots. Meta, the best quality land, you have to pay. Well, time meter in, midachini loyfim, here we learn, you have to pay the best, come give midachini. Well, Tanya, but nevertheless, is the price saying otherwise, Yoshim, there's apostle Yoshim, kes Yoshim, Lirabo, Kesef. To come to tell me that not only can you give money, but you can even give shabakesef, even subim, which is very low quality produce. What's that? Do you pay this? Or do you pay subim? Pay low quality grain. Low cash onto the Gemara, the cash, that was the cash on my house roller. The cash answers Rava, the cash account, the data account, Volkov. It depends if he's paying on his own violation, nobody's forcing him to pay, then he can pay even Subin. If he's being forced to pay, then it has to be pay him meetup. Then we penalize him and say you have to pay meetup. If he's a good guy and he's willing to pay off the back himself, then he pays Subin. Otherwise not. So what does midaitu mean? What does bal kochi mean? How would you translate the word midaitu? Willingly. What does willingly mean? Willingly can mean two things. Voluntarily. Voluntarily is really more closer to an interesting word. Voluntarily is the accurate word. What does that mean? There's two levels of voluntary, but willingly there's definitely two levels. One is a guy comes to the person and says, you should know I damaged your property. I'm informing you and I'm telling you I'm willing to pay. Leave a note on the car. I smashed your car. Please call me. I'll pay you. That's one way. And the other way is that they go to the interior. The interior decides that he owes money and he pulls out his check and signs it. There's also a form of willingly because nobody forced him to pay. The shayla is,
well, basically, right?
Basically, he has to pay, but only twisted the arm. And
in judgment, didn't inform. I understand that, but yeah, this is not a judgment.
Right. So,
but
which one are we talking about? Which midaita are we talking about? Are we talking about midaita? There's somebody
first.
Made up the interesting thing that he has to made up, told the person, I owe you money, and here it is. Or they first went to base. So, if you're on the first way, which means voluntarily went up to him and told him, you should know, I owe you money, here it is. Then you sing a chiddush. There was a psak din, even though he's very happy to pay it. But if there was a psak din, if you went to base din, then you have to pay meitav. If you learn your way, but you want to say that's pshat midaita, means totally willingly.
Well,
And then bal kochi must mean that no, they went to base din, they had a court case. And Basin ruled against him, then he has to pay the meter. He can't pay Surin.
okay.
If you learn the second way, then we could say that midaita means that nobody's forcing him to pay, just Basin told him he has to pay. And then if he's willing to pay straight away without anyone forcing him to pay, then it's Surin. If Basin have to go and take away his property and force him, except Shikha Basin to start taking out his property, then it'll be meter. Those are the two levels of shaylos which we want to know. What does midaita, what does bal kochi mean?
Well, first of all, I think under that first the very lenient voluntary, and where it's completely
Yeah, voluntarily, that's a good
right.
word, yeah.
How do they know how you can't just write a yes, they
Excellent!
don't how much pay that isn't, but
That's if
basically
you're
just not
attached.
brought in.
That's your rationale, and then you'll ask it as a question instead of just discussing. Let's see Rashi. What happens Rashi then? There's two Malkim, one Midaita, what Bar Kochi means. Two possibilities. We've suggested two possibilities. Which one does Rashi go with? Possibility A or possibility B? Yossi, just say you shouldn't be left in the lurch. I'm going to quickly tell you what we've discussed. That the Gemara makes a chilek if it's midatoy or balkov. Midatoy is misubin, balkov is a meta. So we want to know what midatoy means. It's two levels of das. Midatoy willingly could mean that he told them, I damaged your property and here I want to pay you. That could mean midatoy. And balkov would mean they went to basin about it. Second shot, that's the first possibility. Second possibility, he died means they went to Beis Din about it. Beis Din said he has to pay, and he willingly paid. And Balkov means he didn't want to pay. He refused to pay, and Beis Din has to get involved, taking away his property to make him pay. Which one is the right shot? Shot A or shot B? Midaitoi, meaning that he informed, the first shot was, he said, you should know, I damaged your property and I'm paying you for it.
I don't know this, that's going to be.
Why don't I suggest in between? Sometimes I've suggested these two. If you have an in between, well, here it's simple. 1 second. Those are the two possibilities we're suggesting. If we die today, that he informed and said, you should know, I damaged your property, I'm going to pay. And Balkov means they went to Beis Din. Or Balkmidaito means they went to Beis Din, and Beis Din said he has to pay, and he was willing to pay. And Balkov means Beis Din forced him to pay. Now, what's an in between case?
And Nisa came and told the Masik, your hand will damage my animal. I have proof. Oh, we can discuss that proof or not. And then he was willing to pay it based on 280. Without going to base.
I'm happy to go with that shit as well.
And Rajan says that he doesn't pull it to base to scream at it.
Right. I'm happy to go. It's all the same idea. Yeah. That means they didn't go to base for Psakaloka, whether it was Masik who voluntarily said it. Or the Nizik told him the story and he voluntarily agreed to accept whatever the Nizik said, whatever it'll be. Yeah, ask him, we could say that. In both those scenarios, there's no going to Beis Din for the Psalm. Willingly paying out, leave Beis Din out of it, I'm paying. Or Balkor only, they went to Beis Din for the Psalm.
Is there any mile? There are two agreeable neighbors, there's some damage. Is there a mile on Beis Din? Or should we have healers again? It's us.
If there's a shayla in halacha, why not go to Beis Din? If somebody's not sure, if he's meant to say Yalav Yomei today, is there Maile going to Rav to find out? If you're not sure, halacha, you're going to find out halacha. So if you don't know halacha, go and find out. Why not? There's nothing, not having a fight going to Beis Din. Just want to know what that halacha would be. So Rashi, as you pointed out, goes with option one, not option B, not option two. Says Rashi Midaitoi. Well, let's see Rashi Yoshiv. Yoshiv. Kesev Yoshiv with Olof. Davidin Mechter, the Apostle should have said, Balaboy Shanim Kesev Olof. The Apostle should have said, the Balaboy should pay Kesev to the owner. So why did he say Yoshiv with Olof? Kesev Yoshiv with Olof is an extra word. Yoshiv, the Kosovo Achmon Alomani. Why is the Torah use the word Yoshiv? However, Kvaksi Vishani, since he already said Yishani, the Ravis Kalashovis, which includes all ways of bringing money, Yishani means the paying to you. It's a general word for paying, so why did it say Kesev Yoshiv with Olof? So it's a Yechidor, to say Midato Vako. Midato, Im Yishani Neim Mazik. Yeah. Rashi Yoshiv again, I'll read the whole thing, yeah? Yoshiv, Kesev, Yoshiv, Nivolo. That's the post. Says Rashi, what's the deal? Tabre the Michter, Bala Boy Shani, Kesev, Nivolo. The post should have said, then the Bala Boy should pay the Kesev, Nivolo. Without the word Yoshiv, right? Because that's all the post does say, Bala Boy Shani, Kesev, Yoshiv, Nivolo. Because it just says, Bala Boy Shani, Kesev, Nivolo. Yoshiv to Kosov Rachman Olamani. Why do they use the word Yoshiv? Hoyel v'kvar ksiv Yishalim. Since already says the word Yishalim, and Yishalim means the rabbis kol hashobis, means any form of payment. Hashobis to return the money.
Any form of returning the value.
Yoshiv, see if he chigas that.
We know already from Kesser, from Ishali. Ishali means to pay, however you want to pay.
Rashi was saying Ishali would have been one thing, and Yashim is coming to be Marmet and anything. It's just to be Yashim.
No, the Gemara is asking, why do we have Yashim? The Gemara is saying, we have Yashim to teach Ksubit.
Any form of it?
Yeah, Ksubit. No, the reason why we can learn is Joshua to say, even Ksubit and not Meta, because since we don't need that word. Why? Because Yashim means return the money. But including the Yashim is already meaning to return all the money. So why do you need the word Yashim? So that's why Yashim is extra. Tell me, even Ksubit.
The Rav just said a second ago without Yashim, we would know all forms.
All forms mean.
So that means we do.
No, no, I mean with what time. The Gemara says that you have to pay Meta. The possible that you have to pay Meta means the best.
Right.
Right? The best means however you want to return it, you have to give the best. If you want to give Karka, if you want to give the best property, but best metalphalin, whatever you want to do, any form you want to do, you have to give the best. If karaka, you give metalphalin, you can give money, just always has to be the best. So why do I need the word Yoshi? To tell me you should give back, that already is all included in the word kesef.
Shalim.
In the word Yoshi, so in the word Yoshi, already included in that. So the word Yoshi is extra. Because Yoshi really means to return it. Right, kesef yoshim lo, return the money to the owner. So it really means to return. In the word yishalim, we know that. Because yishalim means to pay, which means basically to return the money. So the word yoshim is extra. If it's extra, it's going to teach us something new. So that even not meter. Even not meter, that's what it's coming to teach us.
And we're talking about the, who's actually disciplined that. I was going to say that we look at the visas or the mass, it's... Meta. Or is that unresolved? Go by Rabbi Akiva because it's a one on one Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi Shema.
1 second. I'm seeing how you're reading. I wonder if you're more correct in this. Yosef, the God's work on Olam, the Hoda Kvaks of Yishari. The Rabbi is Kola Shobis. That's how you're learning. The Yosef is coming to tell me, even Sulim. We're putting a comma after the word Yishari. I understood he was saying, explain why you don't need the word Yosef. Yosef comes back on all the heavy cracks of Yerushalayim. Much more. Better pshat your pshat. The rabbi's got a job is giving the word Yosef. I like that pshat. Yosef comes back on all the heavy cracks of Yerushalayim. It's time to tell me the rabbi's got a job.
Yosef is
in all
things. The Pasuk says, Kesef. That one Yosef, that would be also
only Kesef. Yosef is coming to say all things. Very good. Yeah. The rabbi's got a job. Very good. Excellent. Even so. Fantastic. Midai toy. Told Rashi. Ime shanim l'malik nizkoy. Midai toy. Oh, so now Rashi says what midai toy means. If the malik pays, nizkoy midai toy, to the atrechei litzik olof v'bisin. He didn't travel him to go to Basin to shout at him in Basin. Then shokil subin. Then he pays subin. If the Mazik doesn't want to pay the Nezik, Linizik, Elevabis, to the Nezik, early he's willing to do it in Basin. The Hainu Balkov. In the Mishalim, Edo, here there's a word that seems to be incorrect. Elo Meetup. Meetup. We're not changing the word Kesef to Meetup. And he pays Meetup. Right? If he's willing to do it without going to Beis Din, then he pays Idis. Then he pays Subin. If he's only willing to go to Beis Din, then he pays Meta. But Kocho, it means he's gone to Beis. So you're not sure what's the question on that?
But well, then, if he does before then, before Beis Din, then how do they know how to evaluate it? How much he has to pay for any of these kinds of things?
They make up between the two of them. What's your question? One, you had the better nusach. Question is, why is it called Bal Kochi? I'm entitled to go to Beis Din to find out how much I have to pay. Yeah, but we grew up. China, a lot of my mates need to find out what that law is. We go to the basin. Basin will tell me Ipsak. And then Basin Ipsak as well, I'll pay. I'm not fighting with Basin. I'm not saying I won't pay. I just need to hear to find out the Ipsak alocha. How much to pay?
So once there's Ipsak, it's written stone.
The guy has witnesses that this occurred. Like, it's not, we're not talking about a case with a Nizakim and made something up and we have to question it, which the
side of Shuma.
He has proof. He brings in two witnesses, and the guy says, I don't agree, I don't have to pay.
That's not the case. So who said that's the case? The case, the guy got witnesses, is what happens. Okay, we have to do a shuma now. My animal got damages. Do a shuma. Let's work out how much my animal. That's what Basin does.
That's
the
only promise.
That's a third extreme. You're taking another extreme. I could tell you that maybe Nidaito would mean that they went to this to find out how much he has to pay. And I've got him into refusal.
Fighting not to have to pay when he owes. Right.
And I'm asking Rashi, why does it make sense to say that somebody who doesn't know the law, they don't know, they've had a tuna, somebody's car smashed into his other car. We don't know now. What's the law? I'm meant to pay, not meant to pay. I don't know. Well, so let's go to Beis and find out if I have to pay.
It's not very friendly.
Why
would they be
shy? Okay. So why did Rashi say that Yoshev means midaita means before going to base, and balkocha means after basin? You could say also midaita means after basin, and one is when it's very amicable, and one is when he refuses to pay afterwards. Rashi said the yosha means it didn't go to base, and midaita means it didn't go to base. Why did Rashi say that? Said it did go to basin, but very amicably went to basin to find out what the halacha would be, and that's what midaita means. And Bal Kocha means he refuses to pay up even after Basin told him he has to pay. That also could be a possible pshat. Why not? Why can't there be pshat?
Sure, then you must say that you must bring out the pay. Basin says, hey, that's a question.
He refuses to pay.
Who cares?
So Basin has to go down into his property to take it. Oh, Basin are going to take it into his property. They'll take the best.
It's threatened to Basin. What's right?
Why not? I understand. When you are the Rashi, difficulty on Rashi. Rashi is saying Midaita means they never went to Basin. Bal Kocha means they did go to Basin. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, what Bal Kocha? Rashi says, Aval Eim Eino Itza Mazik Lashanim Mitzkoy Denizik Elav Basin. If the Mazik only agrees to pay in Basin, means he's willing to pay in Basin. He only agrees in Basin. I'm not paying you out of Basin. Take me to court and I'll pay you. Then that's Balkotra and he pays Idis. Why can't we? If I've got a bikur with somebody about something that happens, a car smashed into my car, you want to claim money from me, why should I take me to Basin? We'll discuss it there. I'm not going to pay up without knowing that I have to pay. I'm not some friar. Yeah, I should some pay without knowing. It's going to Basin. I'm actually not willing to take that.
That's
called Balkotra.
You guys are screaming in at Basin? No, that's not
true.
That's
what I'm saying, that it's possible to explain the Gemara not like Rashi. Rashi is saying, Midaita means out of base. Bal Kocha means in base. Rashi Mashmah, if he's only willing to pay in base, then that's called Bal Kocha. Shidma Kobetzes brings Rashi. He says, Rakosha. Talk. Well, Kuri Amad Abdina Gom. Nobody knows, not everyone knows the halacha. Why should he be willing to pay before standing in court? Why should he do that? If you want money from me, okay, let's go to Basin, let's find out. So many court cases are happening here. It's not because I'm refusing to pay, but rather because we've got to be caught. We need to know whether I have to pay. Why should I have to do it? Therefore, the Shittim Gebetz says, the Emes de Gipshat is, ועל כוחוי לאחר שחייבו בייסן, עדיין לא יוצא לפריה. ועל כוחוי means, even after בייסן told me you have to pay, he refuses to pay, עד שימשה, אם אשכננו שליח בייסן, until בייסן come down, השליח בייסן comes and takes his property as a master, that's called ועל כוחוי, then he has to pay later. If he's willing to pay straight after the psak din.
The Gemara in the case is not
stira. It's not like that.
It's not stira. One case is when somebody has legitimacy to go to Basin to find out the Ennis. No one's going to say, because of that, you're going to be penalized, like you're saying.
Rashi.
Go to Basin. Now, if he disagrees with the Psaq and they have to attack him.
You're saying beautiful. You're saying this is regrettable.
Yeah. Rashi.
Abel, listen to these words. Yes. Abel, imeinu ritze, hamazik, leshalim nizke lenizek, elo bebeisim. He's not willing to pay other than in basin. In basin, he's willing to pay. In basin, he's willing to pay. Says Rashi, Haino bal kochoi. That's called bal kochoi, and Eina Mishanim Elo Idis. He's willing to pay, but only in basin. Says Rashi, that's called Meta. Says the Shita, that's called and he died.
Okay, so the Shita of Kuvetz is arguing with Rashi. Rashi's not arguing with the Shita of Kuvetz. The Rashi can easily fit in with the Shita of Kuvetz. Rashi's talking about a different case, but no. Certainly the case of the Shita of Kuvetz. Certainly the first
approach
of the Shita of Kuvetz says, he went to basin to find the NS. They said, this is the Psaq. He walked out with a frown on his face because he lost the case. And now they have to go chasing after him to pay up. And he's making him take him back to Basin.
Yeah.
He's saying, you're supposed to pay me 30 days after the Psaq.
You're saying very good. You're explaining all the Balkochis. What's the Midaita according to the Shita Mekvetz? You're explaining very beautifully. Balkoch, everyone agrees. The Ilta, like Basin, have to take away. I'm mad you pay this. What's the Midaita?
Midaita means willing to leave.
What does that mean?
Willing means I am willing to take action on my own without being forced by anyone because I'm a decent human being and I got upset and I'm willing.
Not upset. God is God upset. Does Rashi hold that? Does Rashi hold that if he's only willing to pay after the psak, he would still pay surin?
Depends on the case.
Does Rashi hold? If somebody says, I'm only willing to pay if I get a psak, but then I'm willing to pay, what would he pay according to Rashi? The idis or surin?
Jesus.
Is it machloek? It's Rashi and the shita.
Right, Rashi.
Rashi holds idis. Rashi said, if he's only willing to pay in base, what does that mean? Only if you've had the psak din, I'm willing to pay. I know bal kochoi. Says the shita, why should I be bal kochoi? I don't know how much I have to pay. I'm happy to go to base in order to pay.
It's hazy in Rashi, which is where we're coming from. It's hazy in Rashi. Definitely Rashi agrees with the shkrenical bez. It's not arguing that case. That's for sure.
What's that case? What do you mean by that case? I'm sick to my
life. Well, it's a fake hat, a psak from base in. Certainly, Rashi would agree that the psak was given by base in. And the guy is making it hard for you to get money.
Yeah.
Certainly, Rashi agrees. Right. You take the best land.
That's every
100% Rashi.
Land is no big crop. That's
the only question on Rashi is
right.
Whether or not Rashi is talking about a case where the Pratim were clear as daylight in Khatila, and the guy should be willing to pay without having to trouble him to take the base thing. Or even in a case like I was saying, where it wasn't clear, and I have every right to the basin to pass him for me because I'm not sure what the halacha is. That's not called being mashriyat. That's called I want to know the evidence, and I don't know if what you're saying is accurate. I want to find out. Let's find out. That's not called a tear. That's not a reason for you to scream at me in the basin. Rashi's hinting is a screaming match going on over here. I know from experience. There's a screaming match going on. Unfortunately, the screaming match going on over here. So that's being mashriyat, and it's a fight about what we're talking about. But if it's on justifying the button to prove your case, okay. This is what's the doom with Rashi's exact case.
Okay.
It's not unclear. Rashi said on the whole case.
Rashi says, and you're right, Rashi does talk about literally of a bit. I must have right. And it's such a shame, Rashi says he's only willing to pay in basic. That means he is willing to pay.
Mashmah, he had enough pratim with Chatchila the pain.
I don't know if it's special.
But it says only if you take me to your base, we have Saka. Mashma.
Russia has scored an
18. But the legitimacy to pull out money from him without going there, there's legitimacy without going. That's why he gets distributed. Say, I'm sure I put you two witnesses that are your cousins. Your own cousins. I don't know.
Okay.
Your own family told you that your cat went and ate this food, whatever it is, and now I'm not paying your family. You're making me go through material stuff, pay your basement, I have to pay the money, I have to spend my time.
We have a shitter who says that he understood in Rashi that Rashi would say if you go to Bistin, then you have to pay. It is, that's what he understood from Rashi. And he obviously asked him, he said, why should I be? I learned that law. Well, everyone has to learn that law. Why shouldn't he be able to go to Bistin? And you want to say in Rashi, the Rashi got to you, the Rashi agrees to that. The only time when he has to pay Meitav is if he knows that he has to pay, but for some reason he wants a Psak Din to make him pay. And without the Psak Din, he's not going to pay, even though he knows how much he has to pay and knows everything. Just for some reason, the only way to pay if he gets a Psak Din. That's also some type of just driving mad, going to base him for no reason, and therefore he'd have to be a Meitav. Okay. Say that. Schutka. Well, say it. As long as we got clarity, then there's two levels here, and clear the shitto that if somebody that goes to base him because he doesn't know the halacha, or I can say I don't know the halacha, nothing wrong with going to base him for that. So it could all be different assessments. Every time you have a crash or whatever, it's different assessments. You have to go to base and find exactly what's the din in it. Nothing wrong with that, says the shitto, and there's no reason why you should have to pay later. He hasn't done anything wrong. If Basin told him to pay, and he said, no, I refuse to pay, and Basin has to get involved, then you have to pay Meitav.
Involved in
not
part
of the collection. In the collection.
In collection. Also, it's a nice incentive to try to minimize the judicial system from having such a burden by having people understand that if you don't make a sort of Basin at all,
yeah, well, it's unfair. It's unfair. Why should? That's what I'm going to tell us.
We're saying, Meitav is really what you should be paying. But if you don't make a person go to base, if you're willing to be provider,
why should I be Mavata?
Well, if you're provider,
why should I be
Mavata? I'll let you pay any payment.
Why should I be Mavata?
Because if you were Mavata, he'll have to be Mavata. You're not going to get to that. Oh. You're Mavata to agree to him that you have to pay him, not go to base. He'll be Mavata as to which type of payment you can pay.
Sam, why should a person be Mavata on his money if Al Pi HaLocha doesn't have to be Mavata?
There is a Ma'ala. I heard Shibbos. There is a Ma'ala.
There's a Ma'ala of Shabbos and things. It's not Shabbos. Here we go. It's a classic case. Somebody's car was left and the brake was on, was not pulled up. Yeah? And it rolled down the hill, smashed in somebody else's car. Right? So somebody's car. No, probably not. Or that is a Nachalus had a few weeks ago, a few months ago, now, a year ago.
The bus,
the brakes of the bus failed and it smashed into somebody's car here in Nachalus. Well, Shem, everyone's healthy. Well, just car smashed up. What's that like? How much do you have to pay? Well, 1 second. If you go to base, you have to pay it is. So you pay out. You pay me for the car. Why should I pay for the car? Maybe my bus is a boy. And the boy is pots of Kalim. Maybe it's a boy is Galgal. What do you want? What is a boy is Galgal? Maybe I'm pots of Kalim. No, pay up. Why not? You know, my a nice Jaguar here that I've got here. Certainly a few hundred thousand shekels. It's okay. If you pay up, you won't get from your Meitav. Does that make any sense to you?
Nothing.
I don't need to pay anything, your body owes. I don't need to pay anything. I should pay 200,000 shekel, but you're claiming for my soul.
You pay for not every month. But if you are in a position,
it doesn't make any sense. The Torah even makes it so.
Why?
Because why should the Torah say that you need to know the halacha and the ma'aser? So why don't you know the halacha and the ma'aser? Because I'm making shots. Start making up things. Boy, the Torah is your plot. Boy, it's
all you have to know. The likelihood is that maybe 90% check you have to pay. He says, I'm willing to pay it up because I'll end it myself.
Okay, we brought that the point in tenure that we wanted to point out. And in Rashi, you can argue about whether Rashi means one. It's true, Rashi does say litzikol of a basin, which is just an expression really, but litzikol
really
means to take him to Beisin, to complain about him in Beisin. The Shita understood that Rashi meant to say that if they got the Psa'adim, then they'd have to pay Meita. And that the Shita doesn't understand. Why should that be?
The test is arguing on the Shita.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, so according to where it's Rashi, if you go to Beisin and how would you still pay?
Rashi's much more that you'd have to pay Meita.
Really, I think
more Lizzo. Yeah, that's a quiet question. That's a Diuk in Machu Lizzo. I think it's really a lotion of going to Basin to claim about somebody else.
I would remember
Rashi. Yeah, I'm saying that I hear your Diuk from Rashi. Saying the Shita understood in Rashi, not like a Diuk. Understood in Rashi, and if you go to Basin, of
Psalm.
Yeah. I didn't see anyone. Good. So the Lashon Litzig is an expression to claim you have a claimant, you have a
it's just been a case where they said, so your car, my car, your car was parked illegally. So we both have some.
Lashon in this case, Yossi, what would you say in this case? The bus smashed into this person's car, and the guy comes to the bus driver and says, pay up. So how much I pay? You have to pay. Okay, so take me to base. Right? The guy is willing to pay if base would say, take me to base. Now, this bus driver is not going to go together with him to base. He said, if this car, the Jaguar, Vala Jaguar, will go to base in and call the bus driver to port, he will come and he will pay. Is that? That's called litzuk all of the base, not to shout at him in basin. Litzuk all of the basin means to complain about this person in basin. Yeah? And then the bus driver is going to be called in and he has to pay. Does he pay from the Idis or does he pay from Subin or from Idis? What would he pay? You read Rashi. Rashi said that he paid Idis. And the Shita is saying that's unfair. The bus driver is entitled to say, I don't see why I should pay. I don't know. Why should I pay? You want to tell me I should pay? Bring me to Basin. I don't have to go with you to Basin. Bring me to Basin. Go to Basin and find out. Such a shit. In that case, you would only pay Zibos. You pay Zibos because I'm willing to pay. Just you have to take me to Basin for such a thing. That's the way. If you want to get money from me, you take me to Basin. And Rashi, in that case, is much my repays. If I had to call you to base him, you would pay this. Which is slightly, says the Shita, it's unfair. Why should that be? I don't need to fork out money unless Halacha tells me I have to pay. If the bus smashed into my Jaguar, why do I need to pay? I think it's a boat. You go to base, they'll say, oh, it's not boat, Aish. Game, say that. No, that's all I'll pay. The base says, Aish, I'll pay. And what is that one?
I think,
What was he meant to do? It stopped working and where he wanted it to go. It wasn't him doing it.
The show was moving and then it was the show.
He was going forward, they went backwards. Twice enough. The bus driver not smashing a Jaguar.
Well, what is smashing it?
The car on the bus.
The bus driver was driving?
Was going the wrong way. It wasn't driving, but the brakes failed.
The brakes failed. Show backs up reversed. Show backs up.
So the Balchai smashed into it.
So he did the Balchai.
He did the Balchai and smashed it.
What do you mean?
The Baal Chai won't smash it.
He's the Baal Chai in a clothing called a bus. He's banging into it.
You see the bus?
See the show of the bus.
He's the one on the show. No other.
Okay,
there you go. So one thing is, yes, Cassie Case. Okay, along comes Yossi to my Jaguar and says, "How do you know that you have to pay? You're a show." I'm a show. Yeah, Yossi's the battle of Jaguar, kind of. And I'm the unfortunate bus driver. I'm a show. After he says, I say, "You're talking off your head, nothing. Off your rocket, nothing. No, you have to. You take me to Basting." Okay, but if you go to Basting, you have to pay later.
Why not?
What's that being?
Why not?
What's that being? Why should I pay you?
The bus is a meter.
Yeah, sure, yeah, sure.
If you're willing to share,
right, I'm willing to pay.
Don't make me go to the
Let me
sit down. Return the money.
Says the shit that I understand the shit very well. It's very hard to understand the shit. Why should the two say that if you're willing to pay for no reason, when that's happening, you have to pay?
It's
a recipe for being, as they call it, a bit of trial. It's tough. You have to pay because why not, you know, all artists. Achtus, you should pay. What's Achtus? If I don't need to pay, I much prefer to put that money down towards the education of my kids rather than towards paying for your
job. So you pay the same amount, just in meantime.
Why should I have to?
Because you made me have.
Okay, Zayana Kudam. Say that, Rashi, Shita, I've given you the amount of kindness. You can take all of the main thing all your life here on this.
Yeah, what
would you say?
In order for him to take to make the claim, to take, he has a burden of proof. Like he says to have most of
the about, right? Okay,
and you're so serious.
It's a foundational thing. So why should someone just go voluntarily just giving money?
You know, there's lots of aid, and we all know the story happens. We know the story happens.
Yeah, but part of it, though, part of the truth is how much. And what there is,
I'm sure they're saying the shit very beautifully. Very hard to say Pshat and Rashi.
Yeah.
So, Dekanami says, Gemara Vaita. Hardly learned anything in Kabbalah. Says Rashi, right? Says Gemara Vaita. Omar Ule. First word in the language is Omar. Omar Ule, Breda, Biloye. Dekanami, I want to prove to you. Dekanami, I'm proving to you that it means Val Koch, that you only pay Meitab if it's Val Koch. Tersiv Yisharim Val Koch. Yishalim means you have to pay. Meitav Sadeh or Meitav Kama Yishalim Bal Kochoy. So if it's Bal Kochoy, then it's Meitav. If it's Vidaitoy, then not.
How would you phrase it without being
Father? Oh, Amalia Bayi. That's a Yite. Meitav Sadeh or Meitav Kama Yite. Yishalim is Mashma Bal Kochoy. Yeah? That's a Yite. Why is it not? It is a lot of sin, matone, giving. The shining must not pay, paying more of a aggressive form of collecting. Right?
When it says regarding Kifa,
Amale Abaye, here's a better cash. Amale Abaye, Miksiv Yeshulam, Yeshari Miksiv. Yeshua means it has to be paid. That's about God. So we're claiming it from you, we're taking it from you. But Yeshua means he is paying. He is paying because Mashma. Yeshua means it is being paid.
Does it say how this forced or not? It
means being taken from him. He's not giving it over, it's being taken from him. Yeshua means he is paying it. He is paying it, means he is putting his hand in his pockets and taking out the money. Is midaito? Says the machlik is in grammar. No, Ula said Yisharim.
Yisharim is he will pay.
Means Bal Kochi, he will pay. He pays.
That's
what Ula is saying. And Abai is saying if it means Bal Kochi, it should be the word Yeshua.
You see, it means it's not clear.
Says Rashi. Dekanami. Rashi first last narrow line. Dekanami the gabi mita p'siv Yisharim. The mashma Yisharim Bal Kochi. It's mashma Bal Kochi. Yeshulam, mashmari be'achil. Yeshulam is mashmari other people taking it. The based in Yodin, and the chosso of the mazik, the based in acquiring it as property and forcing him to pay. Avishalim, mashmanami midaita. Avishalim means also paying midaita. So therefore, he had a good deal from the word Yeshalim. As it says, Yeshulam, you had a good deal. But it doesn't have that. It says the Greek is, the word is Yeshalim. Yeshalim can mean
either
willfully, it can mean somebody told him to pay. It can mean midaita simila. There's no Duke anymore. Okay? Now the world's going to say, Elam Abai. I think you've learned this more, yeah? Elam Abai. So what's Abai now doing?
I am still trying to answer this question.
What?
You need to ask me, there's a spirit between me not and passing advice.
Yeah. We had an answer for that. Midaitoi or Balko? Why didn't he like it?
Why does he like it?
There was no deal. More than all of a sudden, I've got a deal for it. And he doesn't have another deal. You've got a deal. True, could still be true. Could still be the Yoshin come to tell me that if you pay me Midaitoi, you pay Subin. Could still be true. Yeshalim doesn't mean dafka balkol. Yeshalim can mean mirat. You still have this extra word yoshiv. Could still be true. So really, when you get to this stage in the Gemara, Avraham should still be happy with the teretz which Rava gave. Rava says a chiluk if it's midaitoi or balkol. Uda came along and said, "Oh, it says in the post." Why is it that it doesn't say in the post? The teretz which Rava said could still be true. But yet, Abaye here, Abaye is not going to go hold me mahala, and the Maskan of the Gemara also not. So it seems to be that Abaye is being chuluk on Rava's teretz as well. Abaye is saying that as much there's not deep in the posuk, I'm actually chuluk on you, and you can't say Yoshua means me date. Elam Abaye, kidema. Abaye says, you know what? You know the pshat and the chiluk in Subin and Mita, the Yishuv is like Ma. What's Ma Rabba? Rabba once told us a certain halacha, and we're going to borrow that to tell our source of pshat here in our Subin. So here we are. What our halacha was Rabba talking about? So now we have to leave Baba Kama. We've got no sheikhs to Baba Kama. We're going to move now to Masechus. Maisers, Masechus Peor, actually. We're moving along to a different Masechus Roy. Okay, so forget about anything we learned till now. Eventually we'll come back to it, but let's leave that all aside. A new Sugar, we're coming, a new Masechus, a new Nimut. There's a very sensitive like this. Hare Shoyle Batim Sodi Sakrova. There was once a poor guy who had houses, fields, chromium, Vaina Maitsina Maikon. And he's unable to sell them. There's a recession, let's say, and he's unable to sell them. So he's got tons of property, but no liquid cash. And he wants to know if he can get money from the Kupish of Stoker for my Sa'oni. And okay, here's my Sa'oni. If you have 200 zuz, you can't get any myself. If you don't have 200 zuz, you have 199. You can get millions of shkolim in Maisel. But once you hit 200 zuz, you can't get Maisel. If you have 199, you don't have 200 zuz, then at that moment, we can give you tons of Maisel.
Not 199, it's 200 less a dinar. Dinar is
four
or not?
Four zuz, why? You have rice and 200 plus a dinar.
No, less than, so I thought it was the
worth it.
Less than 200.
It's
I don't know if that's just So, anyways, it says the Mishnah, it says Rashi. Mishoyloi, see Rashi. Mishoyloi, Soda is Batam. I'm doing Rashi and Soda is Batam and Krom about this, my son. Skip that one, Rashi. We'll come back to it. It says Rashi, Mishoyloi, Soda is Batam and Krom. See that, Rashi? Shovim assigned Zuz. He had fields that were worth 200 Zuz. Masnan, Bimsef has payer. Mishishim assigned Zuz. Somebody who has 200 Zuz. Lo yitzel leket shikho opeo, my son. Somebody has 200 zuz, you can't get it. Elav onio, v'im tzu gruizel onio. Oyo, the messiah in zuz chosadina, he had 200 zuz less adina, means less something, means he doesn't have 200 zuz.
We say 200 zuz, cash on
him. Oh, yeah. But we're going to see, that's going to be part of this Gemara. According to the first part of the Gemara, it doesn't have to be liquid cash. 200 zuz. If you have 200 zuz, you get Maisa Shein, Maisa Ona. If you don't, you don't get Maisa, you don't get money. If you get
less than 200 Zuz. Let's say even a marginal
less. That's right, Biduk, less than that. Biduk, that's okay. Right. I wonder how much is a Zuz? Is a dinner? Have a second, we'll check it out for you.
It would make more sense if the dinner is less than a Zuz, because then. Then we're talking about the marshal. It's not, it should say fruits, but not a deal. It's less than.
Doesn't see exactly how much. It's called the mission. If you have 200, then you get it. If you don't have 200, then you don't. Right? Yeah, he says that his Aunt Shishem says Zuz is a dinner.
Zuz is a dinner.
Yeah. So oh. 200 minus 1. If you have 199, okay. then you get my son. So he says, Rashi says, so Misha, let's go back over there. Rashi, it's not fair to pay. Misha is a sign Zuz. Shamli has 200 Zuz. Lo Yito, Leket Shicho Peo. He can't take Leket, he can't take Shicho, he can't take Peo. Maisaoni, you know all these four things I take it. Yeah, anyone who doesn't shout out. Telav on you is not on you. The name's a Grizel Anim Hoyu. The name's a Grizel Anim. He's a Grizel Anim. But Hoyu, the Messiah Zuz, cross Dina, if he had 199, Ben Osir, the Shova, Erev Zuz, with Asachas, and they gave him 1,000 Zuz in one go. As a Yito, he is able to take it. Why? Because he is an uncurrently. But then, in this case, he actually batting solely to chromium, shovem, assignments. He has here field property that's worth 200 zuz. So, really, he's not considered an oni, because he's got 200 zuz. Abel, eno, moitse, limko, but he can't find people who are willing to buy it. He's not able to sell it. So then the halacha is, machino noise, maisa oni, ad mechzo. We feed him Maisa Oni till half the value, which means Shava Meir Zuz, which we give him the value of 100 Zuz. Mekako Oiso Yimko Meir Zuz, and his property he should now sell for 100 Zuz, and now he's got 100 and 100, he's now not Oni. Tetfeme Mat Mipalga Loizai, the Oilo. Less than half, we don't say that. It will drop in price. We have to understand what it means, but there's something saying a certain situation, and because of this situation, the price is going to drop. Up to 50% will drop. It won't drop more than 50%. What the situation is, we have to see in the Gemara. A certain situation will be. So really, he has a property which is worth 100, and he now has 100 of which we gave him. So he has 200. So normally somebody only has 199, you'll give him 1,000. And this particular person, for some reason, which we have to go through and work out why, will say, no, we'll be mushroom what you're missing, but we won't give you. You're missing 100, we'll give you 100. But we're not going to give you anything more than giving you Sapaku 200. Right? You have to have in your bank account 200, but we'll be mushroom for you this 100.
Is it
because? Why? What's that mean?
Is it conditioned on the salad, or are they give it to him? Maybe he doesn't necessarily have to sell it, or to sell it more, or whatever.
He can do what he wants.
Okay.
Right? So the question is, why should that be? We know that often normally is. If somebody has 199 zuz, he doesn't need to do it. You give him 1,000 zuz. Because the mitzi is in the bracket of an oni. He's in the bracket of an oni, you can get 1,000 zuz. So why here in this case, we say, well, you've only got a property of 100, we'll give you another 100 to be mashed in with 200, and that's all we'll give you. Why should that be? That's what Rabbo is coming to explain. So the Mishnah says, Raisa says, back to the Gemara, he can't find anyone to sell it to. We feed the Maisoni until half the value. And now asks, what's Ma? Who is Ma? Rabbo. Rabbo had a question, he didn't know what to talk about. If the land of everyone's land dropped in value, there was a recession, and lands which used to be worth 300 zuz dropped to 100 zuz. If everyone drops them out, why can't you give him 1,000 zuz? Why do you only give him 100 zuz? You should give him 1,000 zuz. Everyone's property has gone down in value. So how much does his property, how much is it worth? How much is his property worth? It was 200. Okay. It dropped now to 100. How much is it worth? 100 zuz, and only on Oshir. Only so you should be able to give him 1,000 zuz. Ero must be referring to a different case. The oikir are also the kule alamin. Maybe we're talking about when the land of other people's property didn't drop. Udidei and his property, I did the isle of the Nofik Azuzi, Zolari, his property because he's desperate for funds. So people see that he is under lachatz, so they're not willing to pay, not willing to milk him. So maybe that's the case.
What's the case?
Maybe the case is that this guy, he really has property that's worth a lot. But because he's so desperate for money, people are willing to squeeze him and to pay him much less than the market price. If that's a pshat, you shouldn't give him anything because really his karka is worth more. Just he's in a situation where he can't get it, but his karka is worth more. So he's not money. If he's not money, doesn't get my son.
It's not a general recession.
All the prices of property is good, nice and high. This guy is in a big situation, bad situation. So he needs to be. So people are squeezing him. That's what they're doing. They're squeezing him. They're selling to him less than the market price. So really, he's not on. Really, he's an Oshie. He's got property worth more than 200 zuz. So he shouldn't get anything. After the Bolton, I mean, so he shouldn't give him anything.
Either.
Yeah, they should be done with Sinti Shah. And then they said, oh shit, right? So he's going to tell us a bit of his svar. He's going to say that he was a pusher. It's his fault for putting himself in this situation. Not talking about something that only has happened and he's desperate for fun. He was negligent in making himself in this
situation.
He was having cheese. Very good. That's a schoolie sticking thing. Okay. So what did Rabbi tell us? What's the pshat? You know what? We're talking about a case like this. Property, the price changes between Nissan time and Tishri time. Nissan time is the time when the land is all ready for plowing and everything. It's already been plowed. And this land has now got the seeds and it's worth a lot of money. Tishri time is when you still need to do a lot of work to the land. So in Tishri, the land's worth less. In this and the land's worth more. So every guy, when would he sell his land? In this, this guy at the moment he needs structural cash. Therefore he wants to sell it, I have to sell it in tissue. So how much is his land really worth? Well, it's hard to know. Right now, in this moment in time in tissue, is not worth so much. But in Nissan, it will be worth more. So this is the type of guy who says, Rabbi, where we say we're going to just be mashing what you're missing, we're not going to treat you as a total on. Says Rabbo, Amamar lo loitzir lo de biyomi nisen yakar also. In nisen time, the land is expensive. Biyomi tishri in tishri time zal also. The land is cheap. The kule amar nat tree ad nisen. The whole world will wait until Nissan to sell it, to Mizami to sell it then. Bahai, Bahim, Hoyvet, Strichele, Zuzi, since he needs the cash, Zobin, Kidahashto, he'll sell it at the market price of now. So Ad Parga, now we're going to say what Rashi said earlier. Ad Parga, till half the market value of Nissan, Uche Lemeza, it's normal for the land to drop in Tishri down to 50% of the market price of Tishri, of Nissan. Tvei, more than that, Lav Oche Lemeza. It won't drop more than that. So it says, Rabbi, that's the Pshat L'Sugya there. Really, he's an Oshel, because he's got money that he could sell in Nissan and have money. Right now, he doesn't have that ability to wait that long. So we say, we'll give you half, 100. Why 100? Because your land is worth 200. The maximum it'll drop is 100. Between Nissan and Tishri, the maximum it'll drop is 100. We'll be much in the other 100. We'll be much in the other 100, and now you're considered an Oshay again. Okay, you have land that really is worth 200. You're just strapped for cash. That's why you're putting it down to 100. So we'll give you 100 to make up for it. That's the story of Rabbo. And by saying, I'm going to use Rabbo to explain Yoshim and Meitav. Akesha, says Yoshim. So I'm going to borrow the same idea that we do different estimations based on Nissan and Tishri. I'm going to use it also for here, Banizokin. But we're going to have to leave you in Metach because we're going to have to do it next time. Okay, where are you holding everyone?
Around here.
Around there, okay, so we mentioned Thursday, 9:30, we'll finish off the two dots. It's a show. Everyone should be well. As you heard.